The good thing is that all these databases, data resources, are now available to the users around the world free of charge and at the click of a single search button.
And the idea is that people can use this data in some form or fashion. Why make this available?
Well, statistics is important. People need it for doing their homework, for doing their assignments at the universities. They need it for their business planning. They need to know the population projection. They need to know the trade volume and various things. In the past, to get this information, you need to go to the library. You need to look at all these reference documents, try to find a number here and there. And right now, at the click of a button, you just type in the keywords, all the number will come out immediately. From 32 databases, about 70 million data records that we have.
Hmm. And where does all this data come from?
This data come from the various databases maintained and compiled by the UN agencies.
Hmm.
So right now, we are only focusing on the UN agencies so that we create a coherence within the UN in providing a single service to the user of statistical information. And slowly, we will bring in the country databases as well so that this portal will truly be the portal for all the statistical data of the world.
And I know the World Bank has recently made a lot of its data public and is putting it out there in a way. It seems like this data is becoming much more powerful. People are able to use it in real ways.
Well, maybe the World Bank is facing some pressure because once we put our database up and become free of charge, and then the same is true for the European databases managed by the Statistical Office of the European Union. And then, so the World Bank have no choice. In the past, they used to charge for their data. So now the only international agency that still charge for their data is the OECD. And they're under a lot of pressure to make it freely available.
And there's it's also going to be, what, UN Statistics Day, World Statistics Day coming up?
Yes, it will be for the first time. It will be held on October 20th, and then this year, 2010. So in short, we call it 2010-2010.
There you go. And what is World Statistics Day?
Well, this is for the first time the global statistical community is organizing such a day to celebrate all the achievements and contributions that official statistics have been making to the world. For the, you know, many, many years, in fact, many decades, many generations, the statistics have been playing an important role in the societies, in countries, in helping the government to make decisions, in understanding social change, environmental, economic problems. So we thought that it's important to have at least a day to celebrate all the work that we have been doing.
And there are so many people who use this kind of data, academics. I imagine government agencies also use these data.
Exactly. And the reason why we choose 2010-2010 as a day is because 2010 is an important day, and many countries are doing a population census this year. We call it and they do it normally on the 2010, on the year ending with a zero. Some do it before, some do it after. But on this year alone, in this year alone, some 65 countries will be doing the population census, and they will be counting about 3 billion people. You have China, you have India, you have USA, and of course, you have Canada as well, which recently created a bit of a political debate on how to do a population census.
Mm.
So, and it's an important year for us for statistics.
And it does seem like, as you say, these data all of a sudden are becoming alive. We've seen the U.S. federal government have data.gov, where they're making a lot of this kind of data available. And as we said, the World Bank, all of a sudden, this information, you can use it in a way to drive accountability. And so folks around the world can know what's actually going on, are able to track these things.
Exactly. You have it. Exactly. I think that's a good trend, and it's a good thing for global governance, for at the country level, at the regional level, so that people will have information at their fingertips. Now, we try to make the data to them, information to them, as quickly, as cheaply, as accessible as possible. Now, how they make use of the data is up to them now.
How difficult is it to both collect this data and then make it available in a form that people can actually use it?
Well, collecting the data, of course, is the most difficult. And then particularly, we need to have all the countries in the world collecting the same set of data so that they can be comparable. And then they are all of high quality. And that's why we have this a global governance system, and of which we have the United Nations Statistical Commission, which meets every year. During this meeting, of some 140 countries, their chief statisticians will come to New York, and we will meet and discuss the global statistical standards. So each country will compile and collect those statistics information based on these standards. So when we do a census, how do we do a census? When we compile the GDP, when we compile the CPI, the price index, how do we do all these compilations? So these are guided by a global statistical standard. And once the data come in, and for us to compile them and release them, that is the easiest part. So the country must have the resources, must have the commitment, must have the willingness to go and collect the kind of numbers.
And what kind of data can people find on this site, on data.un.org?
Well, we have some 32 databases. You can find population projection. You can find the national account statistics, that's the GDP, and some of the other macroeconomic indicators. You can find some environment indicators, all the MDG indicators, we call it, the indicators related to the Millennium Development Goals, and socio-economic information. So we have a variety of it, including, of course, the trade data, the bilateral trade by categories or by volume or by directions of trade. And so there are a lot of information there. So I would invite your listeners to go to our website and just browse it through and experience for themselves how easy now it is to get the statistical information.
And one of the interesting parts of this is right at the bottom of the page, it says version 0.14. This it's still beta. This is what will be the difference in point? What will version 1.0 be, I guess?
Well, our hope is to bring into this portal all the country data as well.
Mm.
Right now, we only have the international agency databases, and they are good, they are interesting, but we want the country to have ownership of this portal. So I guess when the country's databases are inside, then maybe we will reach the level. But I also say that I think some other software partners like Microsoft and like Google, they are also developing applications on top of our databases, so that people in whatever devices that they are using, they can easily go into our database and retrieve the statistical information whenever they are, they want it, wherever they are.
And put this, overlay this information on maps or...
On anything, yeah. So that's the plan. I think the plan is we are entering into a very exciting era in making statistical information available to the world.
As a statistician, as somebody who works in statistics, works in data, this has to be a very amazing time.
Yes, I think the technology has allowed us to do a lot more things.
All of a sudden,
nowadays, can you imagine going around collecting the data? And so now they are saying that, there will be no more traditional census. All the census will be replaced by computer-based databases.
Hmm.
That's the proposal now being floated in United Kingdom. And the political debate in Canada about their census, whether they should be voluntary, whether it should be compulsory. So we are now in a time of turbulence because the technology has allowed us to do many, many different things. And we are constantly reviewing our methods, reviewing the way we collect data and how we disseminate data.
But also the, makes that data so available. Previously, it's really been locked up, and so you guys got to deal with it. But now it's available to people. All sorts of amazing things can happen.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's the beauty of it, isn't it?
It's
the fact that now we are unlocking all this wealth of statistical information. And for the UN, we have so many agencies collecting data since the UN was formed in 1945. And then for the first time, all these databases are put online, make them searchable, make them easily available. Can you imagine the kind of information now people can access?
Were there countries that just said, we're not providing data, or do most countries end up providing this kind of information?
Well, we have some countries that have some particular difficulties. Countries like, for example, Somalia, they don't have a functioning government,
right.
So there's nobody collecting data. The reason why I mentioned Somalia is that all the letters and mails that we send to them asking them for data, they always come back and saying that the address is unknown. So, so we have this kind of a problems. But otherwise, by and large, whenever there's a functioning government, they will have a statistical agency, and that statistical agency will be our counterpart, and we'll work with them to help them, and then together we will generate the information for that particular country.